All right, we're already in it. We're already in here to win this. Hello.
A little bit of a bell.
Hi.
I am David, the Dungeon Master, for us here at Beyond First Level. We're going to go around the table and make this quick. I have an update, but I will do this after we introduce all of ourselves. So, like always, if you would say who you are, who you're playing, name, class, and race, and then the question for yourself. Would your character sacrifice themselves if the need ever arose? Not only for your teammates, for another member of the Reign, but think of it more of like the trolley dilemma. Would you, if you were on one track and the train's coming at you, but if you flipped the switch, the trolley would go and hit another person. Could be a random person, could be somebody you know. Just want to know how you think your character would care. We'll start, as always, with the person on the right of our table, closest to me. I could say your name, but you're about to, so.
My name is Will Denler. I play a human named Riku Yukiri. He is a Hexblade warrior warlock who works for the Raven Queen. And as far as sacrificing myself, I would do it for teammates, I think, for the Reign or for Grimm. I don't know if I would do it for other people. It depends. It would just depend on the situation.
Right.
If I think that person would help society or the greater good, quote unquote, then I might.
If you think they would do better than you would, so it'd be
exactly.
Like, all right, their life's worth
it just,
more.
It just depends.
Okay. But in like the heat of the moment, if that person over on the other side was a criminal, you'd just be like, yep, bye.
Oh, yeah. No, see you later.
Up next.
I am Cesar Garcia. I play Eris Bumera, Paladin Asimir, who works for the even better Nidon.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. In a nutshell, that's just his thing. Growing up on Turtle Island, he helped people just like, hey, let me get this crate of fish for you. And then
yeah, but a crate of fish isn't your life.
Yeah, but then there's more. I mean, he's been doing it. More or less, I think. He's been like the first one to take a hit front lines when he can.
So you would sacrifice yourself for
normal people?
Anybody?
Even maybe for even like if a bandit came off as like he has a chance to redeem himself, he might even do it. Like, I can see the good in you. I'm going to give you a chance.
And it cost you your life.
And even cost him his life.
Hmm.
Well, I guess you're going to meet the Raven Queen.
Ew.
That'll fuck her up.
Yeah, no.
Last but not least,
I am Kelly. I play Ishii. And he is a fighter barbarian. And let's see. Sacrifice himself? Probably not, because he feels like he could always save more people than anyone else. So it's like, if
yeah,
he dies,
I get that.
That's way less people that could be saved. Like, this schmo over here that gets killed isn't going to save anybody. You know?
But what's the point of saving people if you're not going to save that guy?
Yeah, but that's just like one dude.
I gotcha.
Die. I can't save.
So you're thinking about numbers.
I can't save the millions.
Right.
Eris doesn't trade lives.
And also, Ishii doesn't follow any god because he's nobody's bitch.
Oh! Don't look at me! You're also a god follower.
Yeah.
Well, those are some good answers.
How weird would that be if my character died and then literally he came back and he's like, so the Raven Mother made a deal with Nidon. He brought me back to help you, so I technically work for the Raven Mother now.
Now I'm here.
Now I'm a warlock.
I was
going to
say, would that make you a warlock?
Now we're partners.
I think that's the only way it would work to multi-class that. Is if, like, I died as a paladin.
I
made a deal with the
I saw
warlock.
Somebody make a character like that. That was a paladin warlock. And I was like, that's very interesting. They made it to where, like, their right hand did, like, the good spells and their left hand did, like, the bad spells. Or,
that's cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's really neat.
That's cool.
Eris, your chance to die is upon you.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
Before we get to
the recap and last week and catching back up, I do have one update. I want to just say, for the record, you know, we're people. We make mistakes. We add numbers we shouldn't. We forget about enemies' abilities first round. Some of our players, we forget to add.
Oh, excuse me.
We burped at the microphone.
I started drinking this Coke, sorry.
We make mistakes. They happen. I think they happen in any D&D game. we just have to make sure that they don't, you know, happen as often, try to make them not happen often, and just learn from them. So Kelly made a mistake last week. Hey-o. He has said, you know, if there's a way that we can make up for it, him losing attack, something like that. So we'll maybe think of something, or we just kind of move past it.
Yep. We whipped him. He learned his lesson.
Damn.
They put me in the hole for a week.
Yes. So
put you in a chokey.
It happens. I mean, this isn't really just, we're having fun. And I think, you know, we all had that spirit of like, Ishii again is just going to town and swinging stuff. And it just lost track of it. So wanted to apologize for it, but thank you for listening.
As we go beyond first level.
Even though we fuck up.
No. Oh, okay.
As we go beyond first level. My thing.
I get the last word.
So, recap. With the rain back in the material plane, they must save their friend Nadia. She was kidnapped by her former Yuan-Ti brethren. They have plans to make their way to Thern Badur in order to make, more or less, some allies. Even though they might not be the best of allies. But hey, the enemy of my enemy, right? How will the rain do around a bunch of horrible criminals? Hopefully better than they did against the Black Puddings they fought last week. Let's find out as they go beyond first level. So we pick back up right at the end of the North Klippa Bridge on the Humwick side, where the rain has just fought some black oozes that were coming out of the ground. The oozes had recently looked like they had dissolved maybe the guards that were guarding this side of the bridge. As you fought them, hard fought, realized that these things split when you slice them. After a couple of rounds, you stop slicing them. But you already had a lot of enemies to fight. So you whittled your way down, Riku threw some bombs, Kelly stabbed and pierced and...
pierced.
Bludged.
Pierced and not slashed.
And they all went down, besides one, who on its last limbs attacked Eris, who was in the front lines, and took the final hits that he could stand, knocking him unconscious. Lindsay landed the final blow, and we pick back up with Eris on the ground, eyes rolled in the back of his head.
Probably smoking, or steaming.
Steaming a little bit, and have already failed one saving throw. Speaking of people forgetting things, Eris, I don't know if you did, but remember, you also have your Asmir abilities that you can activate at will now. So, I'm just letting you know, like, with the radiant consumption and stuff. It happens. So, without further ado, let's travel beyond first level. Eris, you are unconscious. You ended on the save throw, so I'm not going to make you do another one right away.
Not yet.
No. So all of the people that are around the area kind of like come to gather, as now Lindsay before right now, was constantly being like, stay back, you know, get away. They're gone, but also her friend is now unconscious, so she has stopped saying like, get back. She has rushed over to Eris's side and is just kind of like head on chest, as now there's like a huge hole in your breastplate. So she can put her head like directly on like your chest. It's a very faint heartbeat, but it is slowly beating and becoming fainter.
I'm losing my light.
I run over as I dash over, whatever. Ishii, we have more health potions in the bag of holding. Quickly.
You pull one out.
You give it to him or you drink it yourself? Oh, you're right. Go.
Thanks, buddy.
God, that would be funny.
Oh, you're right.
I'll, since Lindsay's already over there, just hand it to her. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. And she grabs it.
And she drinks it.
Pops the cork right off.
Because they pop.
Plugs it right down.
Make sure them having quirks.
His gullet. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Gullet. And just... Eris, you get a 2d4 plus 2. Little triangles. Little caltrips.
2d4 plus 2? 9, 6, 7.
You regain 7. HP.
How many do we even have?
Now we have six.
You are no longer unconscious. And you breathe, a deep breath that comes with a lot of pain as you feel your arms, you feel your face kind of singeing and burning. Your chest is kind of on fire right now. Not on fire, but burning.
From like a sunburn kind of burn? Or maybe a second degree burn kind of burn?
It's a mixture of them.
Almost.
Yeah, it's a mixture of the two.
I look around, I'm just like, who needs healing?
Oh my god, is he okay?
You.
I think you do.
Is he alright? Oh,
this is what you get
for... He took a beating there. Rabble, 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 rabble. Classic NPC words.
See, that's why I would never help people.
I will put my sword back on my back and near the edge of the water where the grass starts to go away,
mm-hmm.
I'll just stick that javelin in the ground. Just leave it there.
Okay. Even as you do, you kind of stick it a little bit and you realize, if you push any harder, into the ground, it'll probably just snap and everything. So you just kind of okay, that's good enough.
I now have one less javelin.
You do.
I still have one.
Harrison, are you all right?
I felt better days.
Yeah, I think you've looked like you've had better days.
I want to immediately cast Cure Wounds at level 2 on myself, and I give myself a fist pump, and that still kind of hurts.
As she looks around and they start to, this group of people, they start to whisper, and Lindsay looks and kind of shifts her eyes towards the three of you. So you're feeling good, Adris, right?
Yes.
Isn't that right, Addy? You're feeling all right then?
I feel great now.
I kick his foot.
sorry, I was too busy healing myself.
All right.
We should really be going then.
Glad you're all right. Is everybody else around? Okay.
Yes, I, Steve, am feeling great.
All right, well, Addy, Steve, I think we should, continue. Is everyone around here okay? They all kind of are just like, oh, what was that? Oh, what is this? What is that? Well, we actually have something that we need to take care of further down the road. Are any of you heading across the bridge? One of them is just kind of like, I was about to. You might want to inform the guards on the other side that there is no more over here, and that tell them what happened over here.
What did you get on your inside check from last time?
Oh, he just said that they were inciting us, and they weren't going to kill us right away.
Right away.
I was just wondering.
He got more or less that
they were guards
being guards a little bit, but he wasn't sure. He couldn't tell their motives behind them asking, but they were genuine in their questions, and they didn't seem threatening right away.
So that old man was just...
He was just a butt.
Okay, probably.
Sure,
it's fine. Like, the damn police use my tax dollars.
Do I still feel burning after using my cure wounds at second level?
No, at the cure wounds, you feel better. Your burns have started to kind of subside and they go away a little bit, but your armor is still not in the greatest of shape.
Hey, you can see my abs. I feel much better. I start flexing a little bit to be as positive as I can be.
You guys should sit down and rest after a while. You really think? You guys took a beating.
I don't think we should do that here. We did drew a lot of attention to ourselves, especially with that bomb. Are bombs illegal?
Not that there's any problem with attention, buddy.
Let's move up the road.
We just
bit.
Water's terrifying. We gotta go. Bridges are scary. You know, things around bridges are scary.
Yeah, and I'm gonna start watching my step and maybe not come through here anymore if they've got black sludge pollution.
Mm-hmm. Take after your old buddy, Steve. Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm Steve.
That's me.
Stay away from puddles of goop.
Yeah. Always recycle.
I start walking away.
Hold up, Sonny Bobo.
What? Didn't you?
That's his name. Sonny Bobo.
I look back and I want to break the illusion on my eyes and you see them go red for just a second and then I look back and keep going.
Does it work?
Well, I mean, I can do that. Can't I?
Yeah,
I
you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you're just kind of, yeah.
Sonny Bobo.
I smile. Because you can't say Sonny Bobo.
Go ahead and give me a stealth check real quick.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeet! What's that, 16? Above 20.
Alright.
So I didn't even see it. Alright.
Well, you know, just watch your step, and somebody please go and inform the guards. We're glad we could be here to protect you all with this danger that was here, but, you know, be safe. We're not always going to be around if that happens. You never know what could be lurking around the corners. And there's a little girl with one of them, and she says, like, you mean like the Yuan-ti? And, like, everybody just kind of, like, turns, the mom even just kind of, like, Cassandra! Just flicks her in, like, the back of the ear. We do not speak of them ever. Let's go. Just, no harm. There's none of those around. Don't you worry. Sorry. And, the mom and the little girl walk off, and, Lindsay looks very, like, oh. All right, I guess I guess we should go. Addy, Steve, Sonny Bobo.
I don't look back. I don't
I'm the worst.
You're already gone, but she just kind of like, she looks at Ishii as she says, Sonny Bobo, and she cracks like a little smile like, what the fuck?
I'm up here now.
Yeah. And you guys are.
And we're moving.
You guys are moving.
Did my brand new duster get ruined?
Oh.
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, well, God.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Find a seamstress.
I know. I was so glad I wasn't wearing the cloak.
Seamster.
Right. Oh, before we really get in the thick...
Seams person.
Of tonight's episode, I also did have one of the updates as well, besides for the mistakes that we made, is with the holidays all coming up. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Sam will be coming back soon, and our schedules are just going to be kind of a little wonky if, you know, oh, my family's doing it on this day, my family's doing it. We might not be able to play, and that's okay. We've made it 45 episodes now without missing a beat. But if we aren't able to record or if someone's not able to be here, we'll try to fudge it. Actually, tonight we've got to make this episode a little shorter. Because we have some people that need to do things and things like that. So we will try to bring you beyond first level so you can hear about the Rain's adventures, but just know that we are still here and we'll do our best at it. So, all right, out of that, back into DM mode.
Come on, Steve.
You guys are start heading towards Humwick.
Alrighty, Sonny.
It'll take about 4 days from where you're at to reach Humwick.
Okay.
Throughout that time, you know, you walk, you rest, you chase some squirrels.
Yay.
Build some fires, tell some stories.
Are we short resting and long resting and all that other good stuff? Sweet.
It means we don't have advantage on saves for the day anymore.
Yeah, you didn't have any of those attacks with the sludge monster, the black puddings.
Was the extra dice just for a day, or is that
until we use it?
That D20 I gave to you as you all three hit that 20 on the same roll. I've given you that dice till the end of time. Like, you get one use out of an extra one. Normally, inspiration dice are like, I give you a D6 or a D8, and you get to add that to your roll.
Right.
But I've given you this D20 that you can roll whenever you so choose.
Sweet.
Three years from now, when we're all level 20, we're fighting, like,
you can roll
Cthulhu.
Yeah, you fight, you roll a 1 on something, and you're like, I just don't want to... Like, even if it's like a... I just don't want a 1. I cannot afford a 1
right
now.
Trying to convince this guy, my name is Steve.
want to roll on my constitution save with my dragon.
You do look like a steam.
I would use it on that.
You haven't used it in a while, so no, I mean, I forgot about it. But
definitely haven't forgot.
Well, I just mean, like, maybe the audience has.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
So, we don't really need to play the you made fires, you slept out in the wilderness. Again, most of the time, whenever you guys are walking along these paths, once it starts getting nightfall, a lot of people congregate to, like, a center kind of campsite. It's not like there's random tents set up everywhere, but everybody kind of like huddles together and like little tiny communities to stay in greater numbers.
While on our journey, did we happen to pass maybe a traveling blacksmith?
I'm gonna say no. I know you guys all need armor and things of that nature. That's nobody that could help on the road like that. A couple of people maybe you pass and they're just, and you kind of ask and they just direct you, well, Humwick has some people that could be of service in that regard. So you're like, all right, it'll have to wait until Humwick.
What are you giggling about?
Nothing, just if we bring up, hey, do you want to stop at Humwick to resupply, get our shit? We say we weren't going to stop at Humwick.
When did you guys say you weren't going to stop at Humwick?
That's what we talked about in the group message.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. You don't have to check. We're doing stuff. We're walking.
You guys are walking.
To the audience, we have a group chat.
We pull back the curtain.
So you guys end up making it to Humwick, where apparently you guys said you weren't
going
to go.
Well, we're going there now because we need stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Humwick is a pretty nice village hidden in rolling hills in this vast grassland that you guys have been walking in. If you think the Shire from Lord of the Rings, you've pretty much nailed it. It is a tad bigger than that. I mean, I guess they never really show you the full size of the Shire, but all of these hills have like different clumps of buildings and little holes onto them where you can see like these tiny little doors on some of these hills where it's like they have been built into the sides, just like in Lord of the Rings. From what you all three gather from the history checks you're about to make on Humwick.
Oh, 19.
20!
Both of you?
No, I was doing with him.
I was too.
What'd you get?
19.
14.
And 20. All right, so the two of you, Riku, Eris, you know that Humwick is more or less a city of gnomes and halflings. The same as kind of like the Shire and Lord of the Rings. It's more of the smaller of folk. It's a relatively peaceful village. There's never really big like crime or anything of that nature that you've seen. Whenever you come across like when they told you like places to look out for, like they were just like Humwick is fine.
You can leave your doors unlocked at night, maybe.
Kinda. Same as you, Riku, and your past and your experiences with like where you're gonna find bad guys and things of that nature, and never gonna find it in Humwick. Ishii, for whatever reason, when you were bored in downtime of sitting in a tavern or maybe during the games when somebody else was competing, you just picked up that random highlights magazine. And it had a whole expose article on Humwick.
The only reason I opened it was for the coupons for pizza.
Gnome Depot Weekly.
And Humwick is same, all the information that I just told them. You know that the reason why it is so peaceful is because it took you as odd why it would be so peaceful, even though it is sitting a day's journey from one of the worst places in the kingdom. So why are they not causing trouble or anything like that? You know that Humwick has a deal with some of the people in Thernbedur, where they supply them with food, with, you know, all this other stuff. They get all this for them. In exchange, they leave them alone.
For protection.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like the mob kind of scenario. Like, oh, where's protection money? But they supply them with weapons, armor. Not in a, like, fight this war for me kind of way, but, you know, just people need weapons and armor in this kind of world. Food, drink, building supplies, just anything they need. Humwick gets it for them, and they do that. A natural 20 also, I will say, in your highlights magazine.
Really looked through this magazine front and back.
Yeah, it had a whole article, and for some reason you really liked the pictures of
great pictures.
Because like all of the hills had like flowers, so it was just super colorful, the issue. So he was just like, wow.
It was during the mage duels that you watched and you just weren't interested in those.
The magazine had no loan samples.
Like, screw
that. It was a stretch, but
it mentioned Daedric was one of the key people that they supplied things to. But that's it. That's your 20.
Alright. Daedric. Write that down. That was one of the three people.
Well, I know he's one of the three.
One of the three lords. As we have been walking, I would like to have matched my disguise self with my current state of my armor. If that makes sense.
So you
to show
acid damaged your armor.
So I can walk in and be like, look.
Hey, I need this fixed.
Yes.
So like when you take it off, it doesn't look like you're taking off nothing.
Yes.
Well, I'm a little shy. Can I go into your back?
Exactly.
I need this armor fixed. It looks fine.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Like
okay,
I want
cool.
to have.
Yes. Sure. You do that. And you head into Humwick. It's about midday at this point. Like, The journey to Thernbedur would take you roughly a day, so you decide we can probably, you know, stop sleeping in our sleeping bags and bedrolls and actually post up somewhere in town for the night. That might be more worth it. You can find your smiths and
death.
For death. Things of that nature.
Oh my god.
As you walk around, There eventually came to a congregation of hills. You saw the occasional hills with a couple of like houses or doors on them, things of that nature. But eventually you crest over a hill, and down in this valley, there are plenty. This is where the main, I guess, city aspect of this village is located. So you guys walk through the suburbs, and now you're down. You're looking at downtown of Humwick.
Gotcha.
But still hills, is there not buildings?
Yeah, it's still
hills
like
with,
it's just
that buildings are built into the hills.
Yeah, it's all of these kind of hills and mounds. There are the occasional kind of stalls or buildings, but it's all primarily located inside of the land. You make your way down that hill and into the heart, I guess, of Humwick. And there are plenty of halflings and gnomes walking about. Do you see the occasional elf or human here and there? But not many.
Excuse me.
You also don't see any guards or anything of that nature standing about. It's just a bunch of waist-high to chest-high people walking around about their business, and some look at you and just kind of like, hey, how you doing? just kind of keep on walking. They don't treat you
as... weather down there?
Good day.
They don't treat you as like, oh, tall people, but they do kind of look... Ooh. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you're like 6-something?
I'm 6'2".
Yeah.
Same.
Cold up there?
Eat one of them.
No, I'm just kidding, buddy. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Hi. How are
you? What do you guys want to do? What do you guys want to start with, look for?
God, we need a shop. We need a shop for armor. I'm assuming we all need...
I need...
replacements.
A tailor. It might be cheaper for me to...
He needs a tailor. That's all he needs. His armor's fine.
I need to get a new breastplate.
It might be cheaper for me to just get mine repaired.
I don't know if that would take longer, though. We are on time limit.
It never hurt to ask. See if it'll take a days. I mean, we're staying here for the night anyway, right? What time is it?
Probably about 4 or 5.
Would we stay here for the night then, I guess?
Probably be smarter. I mean, you can walk at night.
No, I don't want that. Traveling into
especially heading to a bandit town.
Yeah, exactly. We're criminals, so we'll fit in. You're criminal.
Criminal.
Bitch, I'm a criminal!
I guess we're shopping.
Okay. So you walk around for a little bit, just trying to get the layout of the land, like...
Hills.
These hills are kind of confusing. There's not very many, like... It's definitely a different type of city setup than you're used to. But eventually you come across one where you start to hear, like, the tinging of hammers and things of that nature.
It's not loud tinging, is it?
Huh?
It's probably not a loud ting. Because the gnomes are halflings. Picturing, like,
small... Just because they're small. Small hammers.
No.
I'm being sizist.
Small ting. I'm sorry, that's what that guy makes.
And you had to make it?
That's the sound that he makes. I'm sorry, I picked up this...
He's holding a little figurine.
Weird guy.
Yeah. Eventually you walk into a shop. It says Nims, Hammers, and More.
I hope they have more than hammers.
So...
Are you with us, I guess?
Nah.
Or are you looking for a... Okay.
I'm looking for a tailor.
So you abandon
them? Are
you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the two of you that need equipment-wise.
We have agreed on a central meeting point, like always, because we always do that.
Did my hammer get...
I mean,
down?
Also, you guys are like tall, so it's just like, oh, hey.
There he is.
Here's my guy. I'm not going to lose him.
That's true.
Did my hammer get worn down, too, during that fight?
Uh-huh.
No? Right.
Your hammer is made out of the diazomite.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're in the...
What does that mean?
Too much metal for one hand, fam.
Oh, okay. I've never seen that before.
Okay.
To make it more or less quicker.
Yeah, we should do that.
Since we don't have a lot of time for this episode, and we don't need to just like, oh, listen to a shop. You want him to fix, or...
Basically, I'm sure we're both asking the same thing. If what would be quicker to fix or to buy another of, I'm assuming you would also want something identical. And I'm also looking for daggers/kunais and paper bombs. Speeding through that.
It'd be quicker to buy. It would take about a day or two to repair. Especially Eris's, who got hit a couple of times. You might more or less just want to buy. It's a big hole in yours. I don't have the book. You gotta look it up.
I try to ask.
You keep taking my book and then never giving it back.
I try to ask and make a point that I do want the exact same armor of what I'm purchasing.
Yeah, this is just a regular leather. I'm gonna have that.
Okay. This type of armor is sentimental to me. Someone very special gave this to me.
Alright, it looks like it's just plain leather and a little bit of a white to gray dye added to it. Shouldn't be terribly difficult. I could whip that up. Just dye one of the ones that we have. Take no longer than 2 to 3 hours. Should be ready by closing time.
Thank you so much. Would you like this armor that I have? and replace, or do you reman or refurbish armor? You can have this if you'd like.
No, save me a little bit of some taking some of the parts. I was going to say it might cost a little of a difference for the dyeing and all that, but whatever regular leather is, minus about 5 gold would cost you just to buy a new one.
Sure. I give him that amount of gold. Yeah, I need that because I don't know
how much they are. I might need to find it, Steve, because I'm a little short on gold.
How much gold do you need, is she? Or Eris?
Who's Eris?
How much gold do you need?
You
said minus 5?
Minus 5 to whatever.
How much?
700.
Gold?
More gold.
How much is...
Half plate armor?
Jesus Christ, I don't
have... Well, we have a breastplate in the bag
that you can have. Well, so when you finally meet up with Steve, you're just like, I need 700 gold. He's just like,
yeah, I have.
He goes in the bag of holding. You think he's going to go grab some gold, and he just pulls out a breastplate, and he's like,
oh. I mean, I guess we do have enough for that. It's not a huge deal, but well, you have to come find me.
I give him we'll the 40 gold. I don't have that much, actually. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
If you still need that,
I don't need it.
700. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
That's why it might be cheaper to fix mine.
Yeah, I didn't understand why you kept saying that.
Well, you could leave it here to get fixed where the breastplate, come back and get it.
Oh, okay.
We're done with our stuff. You had that thought just popped up right in your head. I wasn't there.
I didn't give you that idea at all.
How much would it cost to fix this?
Oh, it's pretty worn down. But, I've got some scrap metal that I can add to it. It might not look as pretty or as fancy, but it'll get your job done.
That's all I need.
Probably about 150.
Okay. Is it okay if I pay you when I come to pick us up? Also, I don't know when I'll come pick us up because we've got some business, but I will come back to pay you for your effort.
Bold move.
Let's say 25 gold now, just as a deposit, just in case.
Fair enough. I get it.
All right, then yes, you can come back in about, say maybe 2 or 3 days it will take me to fix this up. But
take your time.
All right.
Does he have any of my other stuff?
Everything but the paper bombs. Those are more magical.
That's fine. Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
A blacksmith is like...
Also, okay, are there certain weapons in this world that are illegal?
Maybe poisons, drugs, things of that nature, but weapons, no. Maybe a weapon that would be intent on harm. So
knife of instant death.
Well, a knife that has maybe barbs on it to where it's just that's just gonna hurt for no fucking reason.
Overkill?
Yeah. But for bombs and things of that nature, no, they have dynamite and stuff for...
I feel like you need a permit for that.
No.
I was just trying to get Riku in trouble. I was fine.
Ishii, you go to find Taylor.
Taylor.
Because you ripped your coat!
I ripped my coat.
SpongeBob.
I'm assuming he had shuriken. Hoping he had shuriken also, so he's blacksmith.
Let's just say yes.
Sure, thank you.
To make it easy, and we're still spending too much time shopping.
Yeah, I just want to have it noted. Okay.
Ishii.
Fix or buy. Whatever is faster.
Well, I can sew that up in about 10 minutes. Doesn't look too hard.
Perfect. How much?
Just a gold.
2, 4. Perfect.
Alright.
7. I'll be here. I stand
there. Oh, you're here. Okay, you're just here. Alright, alright. Hang on, I'm sorry.
After taking off my armor, how does my clothes look?
The clothes underneath seemed better days, especially right in the center where there was that big hole. It went straight down, and now it was just bare chest. So you've got a hole in your shirt. Other than that, it's fine.
Why are you like this?
I don't know. I want to go find a tailor too.
All right, so
get some new clothes.
So you eventually walk in, and you see Ishii just standing there.
Oh, what's up, Steve?
But his 10-minute timer isn't off, so he doesn't even acknowledge you come in or anything. He is just statue counting in his head. One.
I start two, just like...
Three. Yeah, no, you tap him. He's just there.
All that stuff.
She comes out with this blue cloak in about 9 minutes. You're just still just standing there. All right, well, you know, the patch here did just fine. I was able to blend the fabrics right here, and it seemed out pretty well. It's a nice coat, so I mean, so I'm glad that we didn't get too much damage, but, sir?
Ten.
Hello?
Oh, you're not.
Yes, here you are.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I give her the one gold.
Yes. Who's your friend here?
Oh. I didn't see him come in.
That was up, Steve. Yeah, he's not very perceptive.
Oh, this is a Fitch boy.
That's not my name.
I walk out.
Well, hello. Fitch, did he call you?
Yes.
Yeah, Fitch.
You're not there.
I thought I was.
Or okay. Did you
I thought he was following
I mean,
me.
Oh, then yeah, sure. You're not.
I would have just waited in the
And then as I walk out, I said, Ben.
You said that?
I said that.
Nice.
I said that to her.
Yeah, as you can see, these clothes are a little worn down, so I'm just looking for a new. And then I pick out an outfit that I'm assuming is, like, all together, and then I pay for common clothes.
It takes you a while to find something of size to fit, as, I mean, they're all gnomes and halflings. They do make some bigger things, but they aren't the greatest of things. You wanted just common clothes, because it's under your armor, and that's... not too terribly hard.
I get like a red shirt. Whoa. And a very dark black pants.
Okay.
I'm switching it up. Okay. Everything was like grayish. Something.
Yeah.
New colors.
And we will... That's it, everything, right? That's all
basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
You just need a place to sleep.
Paper bombs. If there would be paper bombs anywhere here. Magical.
You ask around for an arcane shop. Eventually they lead you somewhere... Paper bombs normally aren't something that they make around here. He does point you in the direction if you want something with an explosion power. You can buy some dynamite probably from like the constructors or anything. When they are like cleaning out the hills, they normally just kind of dig a big hole, throw some dynamite down there to give them a good head start.
So...
No paper bombs, but if you want something with a kick...
I don't want.
You can buy some dynamite.
Do you think we need any dynamite? Assuming you'd be following me around.
Sounds kind of fun.
But you're going to need... Won't you need something to match it or light it?
I have... matches.
I have a tinderbox.
I have
but
a
would he need
box.
It, though? That's the issue.
I
you
would
can't
not...
be there to give it to him.
Yeah, I would not want any of these dynamite sticks.
I'll take 5.
We could use that bag of holding just in case, though.
I buy 5.
5 gold apiece, so 25.
Yeah. Cool.
So...
5 gold apiece?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Take them from my own stash.
How much
do they
do?
They will do 3d6 bludgeoning damage. On a failed save, or half as much on a successful one. Character can bind 6 of dynamite together, so they explode at the same time. Each stick increases the damage by 1 to a maximum of 10d6, and a burst radius of 5 to a maximum of 20. Dynamite can be rigged with a longer fuse to set to a time, usually 1 to 6 rounds. Roll initiative for the dynamite.
Okay. Whoa.
Dynamite, 3d6, radius
5. Damn. My paper bombs are 50 gold pieces.
Yeah, but you do, like, fire damage and
yeah.
stuff. Not
That also makes sense. Yeah, we totes need... If you'd like, just pay with that out of the group pot. I'm sure we would be using it for something collectively.
You're good.
All right. You look around and to try to brevity this. You find a tavern that has a... relatively bigger door. All the doors that you've been walking in, you've all had to crouch and walk in.
That's cute.
But this one had a little bit bigger. You just kind of had to move your head to the side a little bit. Ishi's neck cracks and he kind of like starts to get swole for a second. And he's like, oh, no, not this crack. This crack didn't count. Um, As you go in, the tavern looks pretty nice on the inside. From the outside, it looks very humble and inviting. There are some bricks and stone beams on the outside of this hill. It kind of like almost looks like the hill is almost more like an awning, and it has like a little patio on the outside. It has curtained windows on the front of it that you can't really see, but you can hear music being played from the outside. As you enter the tavern through the well-crafted door, you're welcomed with the smell of alcohol and the sense of home. It's a very nice and friendly feeling as soon as you walk in. The bartender is busy helping people, but she sees four new people walk in. Lindsay kind of quietly tells Cloud to just wait outside. As this looks like it, you know, these small little areas, she's just kind of like, just wait outside here for me, dear. And Cloud's kind of like, fine. Doesn't say fine, but in a growl, yeah. You hear a fine. She still manages, though, to look at the four of you and shoot a little wink your way as she's acknowledged you guys walk in. The bartender, not Cloud.
Okay, I give a nod.
It's engaging on the inside. There are some nice marble pillars to support the ceiling in this area. It's not like it's super well built, but they tried to make this tavern like as nice as possible. This seemed like the best place for travelers that happen to come into Humwick. You see a set of stairs that go down, kind of lean over that edge, and you see it goes down a pretty long while. You see it drop off on a bunch of floors. It's probably like, this is more or less, maybe not like a tavern, but like almost like an underground like hotel that goes down. It's very well lit in here. As you kind of look around, you see the tavern itself is kind of packed. There are several long tables that are occupied by, you know, what looks like couples, lone travelers, just a bunch of different gnomes and halflings. But this place probably has your most diverse races in here. The last thing about this place that draws your eye is where the music is coming from. You look over to the stage and there is, you know, lutes and drums, trumpets, small little instruments that are floating by themselves and playing by themselves.
Ooh.
There is no band playing the instruments. The instruments are the band.
I miss bird perfume.
That's interesting.
Eventually, this person behind the bar that gave you the wink. Do you want to go up to the bar or do you want to go over to a table? It's relatively, like, packed in here, but there are spaces at both.
You guys find a table. I'll get some drinks and food.
Cool.
Well, she ends up making her way, like, over to the table. Like, if you guys were going to go sit down, like, guess like she winked and you kind of head over to the bar, she'd be like, just find a seat and I'll make my way to you, and when I get a chance I'll hurry. I'm sorry.
No worries, thank you, we'll find our seat.
She's dressed relatively plainly. She has probably about shoulder length brown reddish hair, a very soft face, kind of long earrings. She's got a almost like a green corset and the white sleeves on, kind of rolled up a bit. She's got some symbol tattoos on like her forearm that just look like a bunch of like zigzag. It almost looks like a DNA helix on her arm. It's I mean it's not DNA, but that's the best thing I can kind of describe of this like swirl that works her way up her arm. in an apron because she's a bartender and all bartenders have to, you know, wear something to protect their clothes. She makes her way over. This little 4.5-foot girl. Oh, well, hello. Welcome to the Tiny Arrow Den. I am Andri. What can I get to the four of you?
Just some food and drinks.
So, just the house special then? Will that suffice?
Yes. Anything vegetables for me, please.
Yeah, I can get a platter out for you.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Lindsay is agrees with everything that you guys say.
Okay, cool.
But also, is there any chance that I have my dear pet outside, and she's relatively bigger of an animal. I don't want you to be alarmed, but an owlbear. She's very well trained, but she is a little hungry. Is there any chance you have something that she could eat or a place where she could stay? I know it was. I didn't want to bring her in, being as big as she was. Oh, well, yeah. You could send her over down to the stables. They have horses and things like that. As long as she's well trained, they shouldn't cause too much of a fuss having her there. I know Daedric's men might cause a stir, but I mean, with them not being here anymore, you should be just fine.
Why isn't Daedric here anymore?
Oh, well, not Daedric, but his men. Are you new to Humwick? Ever been here before?
Relatively new, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, we have a local lord supply us with guards of some sort. So no one causes us trouble here in Humwick, but as of late, most of his men have returned to their city, and we're kind of on our own at the moment, but nothing bad has happened as of yet, so we're hoping everything's going to be okay.
Why have they returned to their city, if you have a deal?
I'm not really sure, I guess. I'm not really the person that was in works with Daedric. That would more be Hendrick down at the supply depot, but Daedric and Hendrick had the deal worked out between them. You can always go ask him if you had any questions about that kind of stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much for the information.
Yeah, I mean, just been about, all I remember is maybe about 2 weeks ago, all his men kind of went for their shift change and no one never came back. So I'll go get your food and vegetables and a plate for the one outside. Be patient. Thank you. She goes and gets some food, brings the food back. For brevity's sake, she asks, will you be staying?
You ask yes.
For how many rooms?
However many we need.
You can have four individual rooms, or you can bunk.
But it'd be cheaper to bunk.
Individual rooms are 2 gold.
We can bunk.
Lindsay, would help you save you. Like to bunk?
Well, we have plenty of room. That's not a hassle at all if you want your individual rooms. I know, but I know just some adventuring parties, they always like to sleep together. They've just gotten used to each other's company and the sounds of their sleeping habits.
Yes, I suppose we could.
So you want just 2 rooms for the 4 of you?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Lindsay, what would you like to do?
Well, I don't really care. I could bunk with any of you. I mean, they're not shared beds, are they? Are there multiple beds in the room? Oh, yeah, it's 2 to 3 or 4 beds. We can have 1 room for the 4 of you. It would only cost you about 5 silver apiece, so still 2 gold, but you'd get a 4-room, 1 room for 2 gold.
Slumber party.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right. And you pay her for that. Doesn't mean you're not finished eating and of that nature, or if you're now going to go talk to Hendrick with the new information that I guess the DM has just laid in front of you.
Does the gold come out of the group pot?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. go ahead, and all of you, while you sit around and do this and do that, I was going to use your passives, but go ahead and give me a perception. As you just kind of let the ambiance of the tavern...
I love this ambiance. No, I'm not using it on that. I got a 1.
12.
24.
Yeet!
I like how we all look at him, but he just gives you that grin like, sup? Sup, ladies? My name's Slim Shady.
Lead singer of D12.
They're all like, oh my god, it's him.
Moving on. Riku, this food is fucking delicious.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
You've been off of like Ishii's home cooking, which isn't terrible.
No, it's bad.
But it'll get the job done, but like, you know, it's not... He doesn't have spices. He doesn't have like all of the the different...
I usually dip my feet in the soup to make it taste better.
Is that canon?
No.
Yeah.
He's thought about it, though.
So this food is the first time you've had like some food in a good little while, and you were just like... It comes out, sits in front of you, and... You have to like suck back up the drool. Like instantly, you smell it, and your mouth waters. And
for some reason, I'm picturing corn, like a lot of corn. At home, like
turn.
Sure,
sweet.
Not important. But you are super into the meal. Eris, you kind of are into it, and you and Lindsay just kind of talk, and you don't really gather a lot from the ambiance of the room or voices here and there. Ishii, you kind of eat. And you just kind of start walking around, just kind of to gather, like, you know, you kind of go up and you look at the self-playing instruments, you look down the so-called rabbit hole of stairs and floors for the hotel, and just kind of like taking it all in. You're like, wow, this is cool.
I'm really taking it all in. And then
you hear some people talking. You pick up one conversation, and all you get from that is, them mention that, like, well, it's been nice that in the past, like, month or two, no one's disappeared anymore. It seemed like back before, we had about a person or two disappearing maybe every couple of days, but... I'm glad that's over. I hope they got the beast that did it, or maybe it just died. Who knows? But it's definitely glad that that's over. But that's the only conversation, like, while walking around. That was just, like, people disappearing. That's fucking weird.
I absorb that information.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take it back to my table.
Shit, guys.
Hey guys, I heard a scoop. People are disappearing.
Holy shit.
Well, they're not anymore, they were, but not.
Fuck.
I don't know. Maybe it's not that interesting. Now that I think about it, if they were disappearing, now they're not.
Do you think it has any ties with
Daedric
and his men? Thank you. I kept wanting to say Humlick, but I was like, no, that's where we are. What's the guy's name that started with an H?
Hendrick.
I wrote it down, but.
Well,
Hendrick's.
I don't know. Because they said his men came and didn't come back like 2 weeks ago. They said like a month.
So maybe there's no correlation. We can still talk to Hendrick.
True.
After we're done eating, if we're still eating.
Nom nom
nom. Nom nom
nom. Nom 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 nom
nom. About time, like, yeah, Ishii, I imagine, eats like you.
Heyo.
Right?
Oh yeah,
for okay. Sure. So like, Riku, you're still like...
Eating like me.
Eating like you. But Ishii, he just kind of like got his food and it was just... sucked it all up and he's like, all right, I'm gonna walk around. So by the time he comes back... After a stroll, you're probably on your last couple of bites. But he was able to do all that while you still eat.
Tits. I get it. I'm slow.
I feel like I eat faster than him, but slower than him.
Oh, yeah. You're the middleman.
Yeah.
the middleman.
But you're done. And she tells you you're down on the eighth floor, room number 803. Is there anything else that I can help you with? Any room service, things that you would want for the morning, or wake-up call, anything like that?
Not that I can think of, per se.
Okay.
Would there be any reason?
No, just like to tailor our guests' experiences to, you know, whatever they need.
Does coffee exist in this world?
Yeah, we have coffee.
Morning coffee would be nice.
Okay, I'll make sure that we have some extra. Do you want it sent to your room, or do you want it to
send
be
to
up here
room,
when
please.
You wake up? Okay, what time?
Can you wake us up when the sun comes up? Since we won't be able to see it from down there.
Yeah, sure.
And that's when we usually get up?
That makes sense, actually.
Sure, on sunrise I can have somebody come down and wake you fellas up.
Thank you so very much.
If you need anything or have any questions about our little village of Humwick, I'd be glad to help you. Name's Andrew, if you need me.
Thank you, good to meet you. My name is Sunny. Right, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sunny saying? Boom Boom.
Yeah. Sunny Bobo.
Bobo.
Sunny Bobo.
Whatever.
Well, Sunny, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for stopping by Humwick, all of you.
All right.
I guess we head to our rooms.
Beach.
To our room?
Yeah.
All right.
Sleep.
As soon as the door closes, though, I'm just like, all right, so.
This guy's down
it's
as soon as the door
probably
closes.
Probably about 7:30 or 8 at this point.
So what are we going to do when we get to the city?
I don't know. Should we get...
Thernbader?
Thernbader.
I would like to try to contact...
The Shroud?
The Shroud and see if they have any information and see how big their organization is there. And then go from there, I suppose. But before we leave here, I'd like to talk to Hendrik and see what's going on with Daedric in their so-called deal.
Same. That way we have intel. We don't have to go in completely blind like we were.
Just a suggestion, but do you think it's going to be a little more tricky having the owlbear follow us around into Thunderbird?
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird? Fuck.
I did not realize this name was going to like cause us so much grief and trouble.
I'm sure Cloud would be just fine. All vicious criminals normally have pets. She could act vicious.
Oh, well, I mean, Cloud could do it, I think. I mean, just tell her to be mean and fierce, and I'm sure she can put on her best face.
We'll all have to put on our tough guy faces when we're in here. Thernbader, I mean.
No,
Lindsay gives you a face, but it does not look mean.
Criminals do prey on the weak. That is something we cannot appear to be.
As much as I would try to stay positive, if the off chance that the Shroud doesn't have enough members for us to raise some kind of army or a group of people, what would be your second plan?
Make a new friend. Or three.
Such as the leaders?
Yes. Maybe we can make them all good buddies.
Hopefully.
That's going to take way too long.
I mean...
We do have a lot of gold.
Might be alright.
That's why we didn't spend it on the jug.
Exactly.
What? Just how you said, like, that's why we didn't spend it on the jug. I just imagined you're just a raging alcoholic.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Didn't spend it on the jug.
Yeah. All right.
What I'd give for that job.
Also, Ishii.
Yeah.
Can I borrow like 200 gold? Also, can I borrow your breastplate? Because mine's being repaired.
Yes.
Cool.
I give
the mention of that, Riku. Things. You're like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to go pick mine up in about like half hour.
Mine should be done too, actually.
His won't be done.
How much did he say? It was 125?
150.
150.
He
okay.
had you pay 25.
25 down. All right.
I'm trying to scam him.
I don't remember.
We all don't remember things. It's fine.
Yeah. Special issue.
Okay.
It's fine.
Oh my god.
I head to bed.
You head to bed. Ishii, do you just pass out too?
Damn right.
All
right. How we do it?
So you two pass out. Lindsay goes and Riku, if you've got to go and pick up your armor, I was going to go and take Cloud down to stable, see where she'd be staying. I'd walk with you.
Sure, that sounds fine.
All right.
I could use the company.
All right.
Before we walk out, I put my disguise back up again.
Smart.
Because I didn't want you to be a douche and be like, nope, you didn't say it. They fucking recognize you.
I forget a lot enough stuff, so.
That's fine.
You're a Boy Scout and I appreciate it. You guys head back upstairs, out, and get Cloud, who has a plate licked clean that they did bring her food. You head to the blacksmith first. Lindsay makes more or less kind of small talk with you up to the point of the blacksmith. You grab your armor. He thanks you, gives it to you. You give him the gold for it. I think you already did.
I already subtracted.
And you start heading towards the stables, which Lindsay talks a little bit more, not the general talk, but we're going to actually talk.
Okay. I was going to say, I feel like there's something actually coming.
Love. It's in the air.
Riku, you know, I kind of talked to Ishii a little bit earlier. But, I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on it. Do you think Nadia's okay? I'm a little worried about her.
I feel like I would get noticeably uneasy, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if she's okay, to be quite honest. Roth is a very bad person, and I don't know what exactly his intentions would be with her. She is a strong girl, but I don't know what they're doing with her there. If they're interrogating her, or keeping her locked up, or using her as a slave, I'm not sure. That's why we need to move quickly and with purpose.
Lindsay liked your honesty, but you can see that it in her face worried her.
Yes. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I appreciate it. I don't know, I'm having such bad nightmares as of late and thinking what they could possibly be doing with her. I mean they're family, aren't they? She's one of them, but they really torture her, but
she says she's always been different. So maybe could be a jealousy thing. I'm really not sure. They said their growing up lives are different than ours. They don't have parental units, as I'll call them.
Right, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What?
That's what she said. But I worry about her. I mean, I wonder if, I mean, she'll remember me. It's been so long, and I wanted to see her again.
It hasn't been that long for us.
Oh, that's right. It's only been about a couple of days since you saw me last.
Exactly. That's why I was so shocked by your transformation as I look her up and down again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why are you the way that you are?
I can't help it. I have a problem.
Why are you?
I'm hardly even listening to you guys.
What? You heard the time for a joke and you're just like, hmm.
Never again. That was the last time.
No, it's okay. I love it. Alright. I want to get her. And I'm just trying to think. I mean, so is our plan when we get to Thernbedur to get an army to draw Roth out, to have him come fight us?
I suppose so. I'm not really trying to go into an enemy territory into the Usta jungle. We will have no idea what we're walking into at that point. And we are his loose ends. We're the only one on this entire planet that knows he's Yuan-Ti. I'm sure he'll want to dispose of us.
Right.
Whether he'll bring Nadia or not will be the X factor, I suppose.
Right. Well, here's hoping when he comes, he doesn't just teleport you all back to the elemental planes, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
As you get closer to where the stables are, you can hear some people yelling in the distance.
Kendrick, what are we doing with this shipment then? I don't know. They haven't come for it. It's still theirs. If we don't do something with it, they might think we did something. Then who's gonna do it? I don't know.
Seems very like a heated of talks. But you get to the stable. When that shouting was coming from another building a little further off than, like, the stable.
I want to go to that building.
The one where the screaming was happening? Lindsay sees you start to head off that way, and she's like, did he say Hendrik?
Yes.
That's who we wanted to talk to, right? Yes. You go ahead and go talk. I'll see what I can do with Cloud, and I can meet you back over there, or would you rather handle it yourself? I can go back to the Arrow's Den.
You can do what you need. I just want to see exactly what they're talking about.
Alright. I'll probably just let you go and handle it yourself. I think you might be a little more intimidating if there a need arises without me.
Thank you.
But don't cause too much trouble while we're here. I mean,
of course not.
And she heads in, and you walk over. It is a more or less kind of garage built into this hill. There's a big door that, you know, folds up, and you kind of peek your head in. Go ahead and make a perception. Are you trying to be sneaky?
I'm just walking up.
Right. Then go ahead and roll perception still.
Oh my god, I thought that was a one. Sleven.
Sleven?
A sleven.
Well, the good sleven.
You kind of head over here, and the shouting stays consistent as they're freaking out. You see two gnomes arguing back and forth to each other. And you also see a giant, not giant, but relatively big sized cart, probably about the one that you guys like snuck out on from Arnkith, filled to the brim with boxes and barrels and things of that nature. And they are arguing next to it like,
well, maybe they're not coming back. Well, they need to come back. We need them to take this so they know that the deal is still on with us.
Excuse me. Is this the cart that's supposed to be going to Thernbadur to see Daedric? The deal that Hendrik had with them, correct?
Like, are you just like, all right, I need to make sure I got this information. I got
my name's right.
Huh. Who are you?
What the fuck's my name? My name's Sunny. I'm just passing through, but I was on my way to talk to Hendrik. I heard the commotion and thought I could help.
What's your last name?
Bo. Hesitated a little bit with knowing your name, but that's fine. It's not suspicious at all.
I knew my name.
He didn't say that.
Sure.
Just funnier that way. Well, yeah. Where'd you get all that from?
Well, you were shouting it pretty loudly, and everybody knows about the deal. Thernbadur is a bad place.
One of them smacks the other one on the head.
This is why you don't yell things. People can hear.
Exactly. Not everybody should know that we're making a deal with criminals, but we do need to get by somehow.
All right, Sonny. I am Hendrik. The deal with criminals, as you've put it, is the way that Humwick has survived for so long.
Everybody has to do what they have to do. I'm not disshaming it. I'm just saying that if it needs to go there and we're on our way there, I'd be more than happy to help you in your situation.
Why are you on your way to Thernbedir?
Well, that's for other reasons that we don't necessarily need to speak about. I'm just trying to help. You can take my help or leave it.
Go ahead and roll persuasion.
24.
You know what? Not gonna ask questions, then. You wanna help? Maybe you're our best chance. If they're not gonna come for their cards, then they've gotta get it somehow, and we'll deal with the consequences later.
Why exactly did his men stop coming here?
I don't know. Had a deal that they always sent a couple of people to Humwick. Guard our better of places in case any of the others came down to try to ransack, or random outlaws came to try to take what we have. So Daedric and some of his men gave us protection, and in turn we gave him food, we gave him clothes, anything that Daedric really needed to supply his men with.
Sometimes it pays to have friends in low places.
Aye. Well, about two weeks back, new shift never came. We assumed that something might have happened, but that they'd be on their way, and now here we are, 2 weeks, and no one still came.
You have no other type of communication with them?
Nope. We're not going to Thernbedir or anything.
That is completely understandable.
But we want to make sure that Daedric doesn't think that it's our fault. Maybe it's one of his men that are tired of this deal, so maybe they stopped coming, and they think that we're not going to give them the supplies, but we need to make sure that they know that the supplies are still on. Exactly. Daedric is a reasonable man.
More reasonable than the other two.
Well, the other two are a bit worse for wear. Crushed is all about violence, and Leodore never really trusts anyone, but Daedric, I don't know, there's just something about him. A well-dressed man, he's always been a sharpshooter. A little creepy, I guess, but...
What criminals aren't?
Well, I've heard a couple of his men always talking about his fountain that he has in front of his palace, flowing ruby red with blood.
Is that
But I'm sure it's just a rumor.
Daedric's or Crash's?
No, that's Daedric's. Like I said, he's a creep. It's better than what I've heard about crushes.
I don't know.
Heads on spikes and the like.
All right.
He's an orc after all. They're all brutes. That was racism.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I was like, I don't know if I should acknowledge this. Is there a certain path that their men take, do you know of, so that way we can take the same one and maybe run into them if they come to collect the cart?
No idea. I know they always just take the pathway from Humwick to Thernbedir that has a name that I don't remember right off the bat.
The Pleasant Roadway?
The Lost Wood Bypass.
I don't even see it on my map. Okay. Jesus, Stephen Carey. It's not on there. I didn't see it anywhere.
It's not on there.
But it's the Lost Wood Bypass.
Okay.
That's why it's lost.
Exactly. I guess that's what we'll be traveling
in.
I have a few companions that'll be going with me, so your cart should be safe. And I will tell them that it's from you, so your deal should be upheld. I don't want anything to happen to Humwick.
Go ahead and roll persuasion again. He is inciting how truthful everything you're saying is.
I am being truthful, for what it's worth.
I know you are.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
That doesn't mean that these people
that's
like...
Fine.
Try to read your intentions 13, and stuff. Right.
So what does that mean? If they get higher than my persuasion, or their insight? I'm confused on how that works, actually. I'm just kind of wondering.
You don't need to know, really. Okay, that's but fine. It's just, you're just trying to persuade him that you're
not, I didn't know if they needed higher or lower.
You're good for them. You'd probably want them to be higher, because if they got lower, they might not trust
then they, you. Okay, I was just wondering.
Even though you're being truthful, they might not trust you.
I was just wondering how that worked. All right, that's fine.
Well, you know what? You're our best hope. This is the supplies that they had for a month. You give it to them, then... If not, I'll have to figure out something, and hopefully Daedric's men will come back. I don't know. But it seems that you, Sunny, are the best chance that we have to get this shipment there.
If they don't come here by morning, my crew and I will be back to collect the cart and we'll be on our way. We set out at sunrise.
All right. I'll be here to wish you off on your journey and make sure everything's still here. You, go finish putting the last boxes in the cart. Are we really gonna trust these guys? Well, they're the only ones that we have. Get to it, I told you. All right, Hendrik. They steal our stuff, it's on you. Yeah, I know it is. Go. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, I leave. Good night. I walk off and wait for Lindsay.
Lindsay is, you head back to the barn and look in there, and you see her kind of ruffling Cloud's feathers and being all cute with her pet, kind of playing peekaboo almost with her.
With this big fucking...
Yeah. Treating her like this little baby. It's
still a little baby to
her. Yeah.
A little bottle.
Yes. And she...
All right, good night, Cloud. We'll be back in the morning. Sorry that, you know, you couldn't come in, but you understand.
She does a couple circles and lays down, and Lindsay takes off her coat and puts it by Cloud, so Cloud has something of hers. She comes out and she's saying, oh, all right, how did the scuffle over there go?
Surprisingly well, actually. One of them was Hendrik, and we are taking... their cart to them for their shipment. For whatever reason, their men never came to pick it up. So,
we'll
have some leverage.
Seems like, you know, our key in just kind of fell into our lap there, didn't it?
Actually, yes.
Right.
I told them we'll be back at sunrise to pick it up if they don't come tonight.
Well, and you know, we had a...
For us, they don't.
We had a hard-fought victory with those black... Icar things with you more than me, but maybe, you know, you gotta fight some hard ones to get some easy ones. I think we take a good night's rest and be ready for the morning and whatever the Carlet Woods have prepared for us. I know they can be just as dangerous as the white ones.
Hopefully these don't want to exterminate me this time.
You don't know Dwarvish, do you?
No, but I think Eris does.
Well, I'll just tell you. Kalite in Dwarvish is a Dwarvish word, meaning lost. So, I do know the rumors. There's been a couple around in that circle in Arnkith about the lost city of Thernvedar. It's a ghost town, it was, for a while there, and these bandits have laid claim to it, but... They were the only ones brave enough to make it through the lost woods, the Kalat woods. So, we'll have to keep our wits about us in them.
Like always.
Just a heads up, I know. Being on the road, we always need to keep our wits about us, but... Just get a good night's sleep and we'll deal with that in the morning. That's Futurus's problem.
Yeah, something like that. Let's get some sleep.
You head back, get to your beds, open the door to find an Eris snoring up a storm, and Ishii half in, half out of the bed, face is planted on the ground. He just sleeps like an animal. And just,
the blanket's covering one leg.
Yeah, he is falling out of the bed, but he is still just out.
What I would give.
Well, I thought since this is your fantasy, I could let you get your...
It's my biggest fantasy, is being able to sleep well.
Get your best sleep, so... as the sleep finally takes the reign in their beds, most of you anyway in beds, some half out, the thoughts of traveling through the Lost Woods and heading to Thernbadur are future use problems. But a way in might have fallen into your lap. Hopefully it wasn't too easily fallen into your lap. We'll pick back up that next week on Beyond
First Level. I don't think so, because he could have been like, I'll go pick up my armor tomorrow, and then completely bypassed all that.
Yeah, actually.
So
I want to try to get a note from Hendrik also. Like, we are delivering this. We didn't just steal it and happen to be like, oh yeah, totally, we're delivering it to you guys. You know what I mean?
Let me write that down. Don't forget.
We're your boys.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Anything, any last things to say? We can wrap this up really quick. I know this took a little longer than we did I want to say thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy all of the holidays and days that are they're coming up, whether it's, you know, any of them, Hanukkah, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Kwanzaa, any of the holidays.
It's all you. You do you.
You do you.
That's right.
So, thank you for listening. This has been Beyond First Level. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
We
need
to do something
else. No, I like it. No.
We finally have it down.
What was there to get down?
Not fighting.